Wait, those are wait. Wrong did for you? Sure.
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. Well, hello and welcome to episode 10 of This Could Get Awkward. I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam.
Yeah, I guess if you want to connect with us in any way, we love to chat with any of our listeners, if there are any out there.
We think we love to. We never have, so.
We've done very minimal interaction, so please contact us. You can do so by finding us on Twitter at TCGA Podcast or on
Facebook. Yeah, This Could Get Awkward. You can email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com, or you can just check out our website, which has all of that, and that is thiscouldgetawkward.com.
Perfect. So,
do you want to just start with like a random awkward moment that's not related to the rest of the episode?
Do you have one?
I do. Like, it's not recent, but I've got one.
Go for it.
Back in the day when I worked with you, and I had my own
office. Oh my God, it feels like an ages ago.
It really does, right? One of our colleagues texted me today to like ask me something about like a calendar reminder that popped up for him today. And he was like, what is this about? And then I was like, oh, it seems like a lifetime ago. I was like, oh, let me pull into the recesses of my mind and remember. Anyways, I had my own office, which I do now, but my office there was, let's be honest, the nicest office anyone's ever had.
Oh, and yeah. It was primo.
It was a nice spot. I had two doors. I had one door into the hallway in front of me and then one door behind me that led into the shared like photocopy printer room. And one time I was in my office and I closed both of the doors to just like hunker down and do some work. I just got comfortable and I knew I was by myself and I forgot where I was and I farted really loudly.
And I your door was open?
No, both my doors were closed.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm just chilling in my office doing work. And I didn't even think about it. I just let it rip without even a second thought. And then it wasn't until from the door behind me, like on the other side of the closed door behind me in the like photocopy printer room, did I hear someone go like, to like announce that they were there. And I was like, oh no. I just let one rip really loud.
And still to this day, you have no idea who that was.
No idea.
Well, I'm not surprised because you just let it rip regularly. Like, you would have done that regularly in front of anyone anyways.
Well, not just anybody.
Okay.
Like, I could never do that in front of a boss, for example.
Even our previous boss? Like, that was your previous? Well, I guess he wasn't quite a boss. He was kind of coworker slash.
If we're talking about your boss, for sure I would. If we're talking about, like, the boss, like, my boss, like, no. Never.
Mm. All right. Yeah. So, are we going to get, you ready to get into this?
Yeah. Should we lay out what our topics are today?
Well, I know we're talking about hotel stays. A little bit about dogs, a little bit, some hotel stories, because you recently stayed in quite a few hotels.
Yeah.
Moving.
A couple months ago now, friend was over, and he was petting my dog Scotch, as you do, and he pointed out that there was a weird kind of bump on his chin, jaw, neck area, and I was like, oh crap. So, kind of kept our eyes on it, made sure it wasn't growing. It didn't appear to be attached to anything, like it kind of just appeared to be like in his skin and not latched like a node or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so because we were moving, so we just figured we would wait until we got back here to our new home to take him to the vet. So we got back, we took him to the vet, pretty confident that it's nothing, but you never know. And so then the vet starts talking about, he looks at it for a minute and then he's like, okay, so it could be this type of cancer tumor or it could be this other type of tumor. It could be.
This is totally, what he comes out of the gate with?
Yeah, he comes out of the gate with like literally 99% of the possible types of tumors that this could be. And then he goes, so in order to just to determine what it is, we can do a biopsy or we can just try to like get in there and pull cells from it to find out what it is. So anyways, he's giving us all these options. My stomach is sinking. I'm like, oh no. And because Scotch isn't very old yet, but he's turning 7. So it wouldn't be unheard of for him to, for something scary like that to happen, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's like, okay, but I would like to take him to this other room where there's more light and just get a better look at it. And I was like, okay, can I come with you? And he was like, we'll be right back. So I was like, okay, bye. So he leaves the room with my dog and Spencer's there with me. And I'm like, okay. So I'm visibly like starting to get really like worried and sad and scared and my stomach's in knots and we're kind of like, okay, what do we do if it's this? And Spencer's just reassuring me like, whatever it is, we'll be able to fix him and it's going to be fine. He's so healthy, tra-la-la-la. I'm freaking out. Then the vet casually waltzes back in with my dog and he's like, sometimes it's just a follicular cyst, aka an ingrown hair.
Are you kidding me?
So it was just an ingrown hair.
What?
And he had like squeezed it out and onto this napkin and he was like smooshing it around and like showing it to me, which was interesting and gross and cool. but I was also like, maybe that should have been one of the options that she mentioned.
Yeah, like something that you led with, like, hey, it could be this very minimal thing that's not even going to affect your dog.
Yeah.
Or it could be, geez.
It was quite the emotional roller coaster.
It was literally just an ingrown hair.
Yeah.
I would have been so angry.
I was like, too relieved to be angry, but I was speaking about it with somebody else later and they were like, that's fear-mongering you and you should see a different vet and I hate that he did that. And I was like, okay, well, calm down a little bit. Like, he did, it was pretty aggressive.
I mean, I'm happy that it wasn't anything worse, but
yeah,
I'd think twice about going back to that vet.
But the thing is, and like, we're trying so hard now that we're moved and like settling into our new place, we have tried very hard to create like a bubble for ourselves where we can be pedestrians and we don't have to drive. And this
right.
vet falls right into that bubble. So like, we're probably still gonna go there. He was really nice otherwise.
All right. Okay. Oh,
speaking
geez.
Of how Scotch is not dying, do we want to talk about all the other dogs that have died?
Who like people seem to constantly bring up whenever you take your dog for a walk outside?
Yeah. You tell
this was,
you talk about
oh
it.
My gosh. So it would have been last summer that we spent a ton of time together. There was three of us girls here. You and our other friend, their boyfriends had moved away for the summer to do work. Mm-hmm. So it was like the summer of girls and we
women.
but we hung out a lot. And so obviously you have a dog.
It was so awesome. It was like
yeah, it was.
One of the better summers of my whole life.
I'm not going to lie. I'm quite sad that the summer's shaping to be quite different.
Yeah.
But that being said, last summer was fantastic and incorporated bringing your dog to lots of different things. Mm. He's so well behaved that absolutely he can go to any sort of event and all of those kinds of things.
Let's be real. Mostly just took him to patios while we drank.
Okay, I was trying to make us sound like sophisticated people, but thank you for that. But I would say that in particular, it was Canada Day long weekend where it became very apparent that there was a little bit of a theme in the people that we met when we would be out with your dog. And it took a while, but Canada Day, obviously very busy. There's a lot of people out and we were downtown at some events going on. And you have this beautiful dog. He's a golden retriever. He's so friendly. Of course, everyone wants to come over and pet him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's so welcoming. And you're like, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, answer the questions. Here's what his name is. Here's how old he is.
For sure. And this is something that obviously happens every single day whenever we go anywhere is people want to pet him and ask what his name is and say he's so soft and like whatever. But this particular Canada Day weekend, there was an addition to those types of comments.
It was all like lovely until the point that I want to say 9 out of 10 people who we interacted with that day after getting through all of those questions were just like, oh, like that's so great. My dog died.
And then I had a golden just like this and he died.
And I feel awful for laughing right now, but it was
a lot of people. The first like 2 or 3 times we were like, oh, that's so terrible. Like for sure, pet him as much as you want, get your fill. And then the like 8th time we just looked at each other and we were like, ugh.
Another
we're sorry
dead dog
for your
story.
Loss.
it almost becomes exhausting. Like, how do you just perpetually continue to sympathize with these people who are constantly talking about their dead dogs?
Like, also, like, can you stop? Like, mine's alive and well, and I'd appreciate it if you could, like, leave that be and not bring up the impending doom that is death for everyone.
Yeah. Like, I mean, so like if you have a dog that passed away, like maybe try not to bring it up that your dog's dead when you're petting other people's dogs.
Eat your feelings and you shut up about it.
Okay, I know how awful that sounds, but really, like, it's awkward to be on the other end of it.
It is kind of awkward because you're also like, when you are speaking about that with strangers and stuff, you're kind of putting a lot on their shoulders. Like, yeah, to empathize with you or to whatever. And all of this being said, the day that Scotch dies, which won't ever happen because he's a magic dog who's going to live forever.
Absolutely.
But I clearly will be that person who pets every dog and tells them all about how my dog Scotch was better and he died.
I don't want to think about that.
I get it. We're on this side of it. It's going to be, we'll feel differently when we're on the other side of it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And we're going to be like, wow, we are such bitches.
We're such big dicks for thinking this and saying this. All right, moving on. Hotels, yeah, you've had some interesting experiences in the last, like, month or so.
Yeah.
Due to moving across the country.
Yeah.
Where'd you want to start?
I kind of want to start without naming this small town. There was a small town that Spencer, Scotch, and I stayed at in Ontario while we were driving from the east to the west. And it was a very oddly decorated hotel.
Oh my gosh. No, you're like making it out to be like it wasn't that great. I think it was spectacular. The photos that were sent of this place were, I was like, yeah, this is a cool spot.
Okay, I don't want to imply that it was terrible, because it definitely wasn't terrible. It was actually totally fine. It was just the decor really caught us off guard. Okay, again, super small town. This was not a hotel. This was definitely a motel. So those types of...
Wait, what is the difference between a hotel and a motel? Is like a hotel got several stories and a motel just like one story?
I'm not sure. This particular motel was like a bank... Like a bank of motel rooms that you enter each one individually, like they're not all connected, like by a hallway or anything like that.
That's the definition of a motel. Yeah. Like it's all just like outside entrance doors or something. Okay.
I'm not sure, but that's what this one was like. And it had a separate entrance, or like not like a lobby because it wasn't, but like where you go to book your room and pay for it and stuff.
Yeah.
So pulling into the motel, there's like a really big, I think it was like Daffy Duck and Iron Man, maybe. Maybe it was Superman. There was a few characters. And then we go into this not a lobby room, and there is Jar Jar Binks and Betty Boop and Spider-Man and Batman and Iron Man and Superman and all of these like life-size greeters. So again, not negative, just very different from anything I've ever experienced before. And then our hotel room, it was actually quite lovely. The one that we got had this entire wall was painted in this gorgeous, like, kind of cartoonish style beach scene.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I can imagine like having a very serene night there.
The other pictures that are online of this place, some of the other murals in the other rooms involved SpongeBob SquarePants and like other other characters incorporated onto the wall. So again, super interesting decor. I will say there were a ton of reviews for this place, which is strange, especially considering how tiny this town was. All of the reviews were very, very positive, that it was super clean, the staff was very friendly, and the quirky decor was interesting. And I will say, I do agree with all of those sentiments.
The word interesting being the keyword. That's like the nice way of saying like, this place
what
is weird and I don't like it.
It wasn't terrible. And I will say though that we ordered pizza that night, not from the motel, but from somewhere else in the town. And I was so hungry and so looking forward to pizza and ordered pepperoni pizza. And I didn't realize until we brought it back to the hotel that the pepperoni was under the cheese, which I don't know if you've ever experienced that before, but it
No.
And the pepperoni, it's not like crispy and delicious. It's like kind of slimy and weird.
And your pizza kind of just looks like a cheese pizza then, probably, right? You're like, yo, yeah, where's my pepperoni?
Yeah, surprise slime. So Spencer didn't mind it. I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of that.
All around, this is the town that you're likely not going to ever stay in.
Yeah, again. There we go there again. But it was fun, and it was like an experience I'm glad we had, and it really wasn't that bad. It was more just interesting, I guess. Do you have a hotel? I've got a couple more, but I feel like you should go.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, because I also had to, you know, you were moving home, and I was moving out here to the East Coast, and I'm originally from Ontario. So in that drive, you're going to be staying at a hotel or two along the way. And I just had one night where I stayed in a hotel in Montreal. Mm-hmm. And when I moved out here, I had a friend who was like, yo, I'll move out there with you, like, or I'll like join you on the drive. And mm-hmm. I never asked him or anyone. I just figured I'd be doing like the drive on my own. And he was like, yeah, no, like I'm totally free. Like I'll join you and I'll catch a flight home and it'll be good. And I was like, okay.
That's sure. A good friend. Also a boyfriend.
Yeah. A friend who like was in between jobs. I don't really know. I'm not really sure. He just seemed to have all the time in the world available. So I was like, okay. So it was nice to have a little bit of a road trip buddy. And we did stay in Montreal the one night because it's pretty much the halfway point for where I was moving to. And I figured, I was like, oh, Montreal, like if I'm going to stop somewhere, that's probably like a coolish city to stop in. Mm-hmm. Maybe like have dinner and kind of just like see the city for the evening. Not that we were doing really any sightseeing, but in doing so, I was trying to, you know, move across the country like as cheaply as possible. So I did. Mm-hmm. I booked something on a site that you can book last minute and you don't really know where you're staying, but you kind of select the area and it'll give you the cheapest hotels in the area. And so when I booked this hotel, I had no idea what type of hotel I was staying in. I just knew it was downtown Montreal. So once we arrived to said hotel, I realized that it was like pretty swanky joint, and I got it for like a really cheap deal. And it was kind of like an eclectic hotel in the sense that I feel like every room was a little bit different. And we like pull up and we unpack and like bring our bags in and go up to our room. And the moment I walk into this hotel room, I'm like, oh gosh.
Like,
I'm thinking,
SpongeBob?
No. No, it was more like an erotic room. Oh. And super uncomfortable to be there with, you know, not somebody that you're in a romantic relationship.
A platonic male friend.
Yeah, like very weird. And it's like, what hotel room did you book us into? Like, what is your idea of this like moving road trip? And so what was so strange about this hotel, it was like quite nice and it was fancy. And I don't even remember how many beds were in the hotel room, to be completely honest, but it was the bathroom. The bathroom is what stood out to me. And so there's the hotel room, which is just like, you know, the bed and the TV area. Mm-hmm. And then there's the bathroom. And the bathroom was like a full half, or not full half, like a full quarter or a full third of the whole room.
Whoa.
It was the largest hotel room I've ever been in my life. Whoa. And we step inside and I'm like looking around. I'm like, oh, like this is nice. And I like look at the shower and it's like fit for 10 people. Like a massive shower. And when I step into the shower, I notice and realize, oh my gosh, the whole wall of the shower that faces into the bedroom is not a wall at all. It is just glass. And like, it, you fully see from the shower into the bedroom. And the only privacy you have is a curtain that is on the outside of the shower.
Oh God.
So like essentially the person in the bedroom has the control over whether or not the person in the shower gets any privacy or not.
And if they want to watch or not, up to them. Up to them.
Right? It was so weird. And at this point, I'm like, I need to have a shower. I want to have a shower. And I say to my friend, I'm like, don't you dare touch that curtain while I'm taking a shower. And I mean, like, he was respectful and didn't. But it was so weird. It was like such
That's
a weird place to be with a platonic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure plenty of people have enjoyed that hotel room.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, where was it again?
in Montreal. I could probably give you the deets later.
All right, I'll Google Montreal sex hotel and see what.
So that's probably like my strangest encounter in a hotel. Yeah.
Interesting. I have when I hadn't moved yet, but I came to the new city to start my job, and they put me up in a really nice hotel, a very, very nice hotel. I've stayed there before, but a really weird thing happened the second day that I was there. So I went to work, I came home from work, and the hotel room had been obviously cleaned and tidied up and everything as they do. And there's something on the bed. So I went to see what it was, and it was like this big blue bag that had Jesus written on the front of it. I was like, what the fuck? So I opened up the bag and there was a card that was like welcoming me into, I can't even remember what like spiritual or religious community it was, and that Jesus is happy that I'm there. There was a mug that was something about God and like the prophecy of something, and then like a whole other pamphlet about living spiritually and like loving Jesus. And I was like, this is so invasive.
Like, no kidding.
Holy crap. A Bible in the drawer is one thing and that's cool, but like putting a bag of stuff about Jesus and welcoming me into a community I did not ask to be part of, I was like, this is inappropriate. So I snapped some pictures and sent them to Spencer because I was like, look what's on my hotel bed. Like, it's ridiculous. I put it all back together and I brought it down to the front desk and I was like, hey, this was on my bed. And she was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, is this something you guys typically leave on people's beds, like when they're staying here? And she was like, no. And then she kind of looked all like flustered and a little bit panicked. And there, she pulled out this list of people. So I guess there was some group of people there who were all supposed to get that bag put on their bed. And somehow they just messed up and I got it by accident. So she like took it from me and I was like, okay, that makes a lot more sense. I'm less fired up about this right now. But I was
because it was
crap.
Intentionally for other people. Like
yeah,
people who
it was
actually
just an
wanted to receive said information.
They weren't trying to save me. I was shocked though. I couldn't believe that. It was so funny.
Yeah, for sure. Caught you off guard.
Yeah. Otherwise, a really nice day. Although the door, you know how hotel doors are supposed to close, like behind you, they just close and they automatically lock, latch themselves in.
So you're safe and stuff.
Yeah, this door did not do that.
What?
I got home late on one weekend night, and by home I mean the hotel room, and I was pretty drunk. And I couldn't get the door to close. And I was like, I'm doing this correctly. Like, I'm literally just closing the door, so I don't understand why it's not staying closed. So I call down to the front desk and they send someone up and he's like totally patronizing at first. He's like, you just have to close it like this. And I was like, oh, thanks. I didn't think of that. You total asshole. And then he realized, oh, crap, it doesn't close. Like, and I was like, yeah, for sure. But it was also like 2 a.m. and I was super drunk and I didn't want it to be this whole thing. I didn't want to have to like move rooms or anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, here's what we'll do tonight. You go stand in the hallway. I will stand in here. You pull really hard and I'll push really hard and we'll just like wedge it into place and I can bolt it shut and we'll call it a night.
This should never be happening at a hotel, by the way. Like, this is like not okay, but
he was so chill about it. He was like, okay, cool. So we did that. He goes in the hallway. We get it wedged into place and I lock it. And from inside, I'm like, okay, great. Thank you. And he was like, okay, have a good night. And then the next day, I still didn't say anything about it because I was there for quite like a couple of weeks, so I had unpacked and I didn't want to pack everything up and like move rooms and stuff. And so I just didn't say anything about it. I just used my like shoulder wedge technique to like get it into place. But one day I came home and the door was like open, like the staff hadn't closed it. So
oh,
then
wow.
I called them and I was like, hey, I realize this is probably like a big security risk. So FYI.
I don't want any of my stuff stolen. So like maybe you guys should fix this door or change my rooms.
Oh my God, that hotel has the best breakfast and it's like free included in your stay. And
it was continental?
Like, no, not continental. It was like hot. Wait, is that continental?
Well, I think continental means that it's a free breakfast.
Oh, okay. Well, then
I think.
I don't know. I just always assumed continental meant like you have a croissant.
Crappy breakfast. Like, here's some, like, dry cereal and, like, a yogurt.
This place had, like, coffee machines, like, latte machines, juice, fruit, different types of pastries. But it also had, like, baked tomatoes and, like, eggs and bacon nests. And
really?
Like, it was, like, it was so freaking good.
Ooh.
I want it. I'm really hungry right now. Solid. If you have ever stayed in an interesting hotel or had an awkward encounter with people and their dead dogs, or you've stayed in a sex room, you've used
please,
a sex room for its intended purpose, please tell us.
Yeah, you could do so in multiple different ways. At TCGA Podcast on Twitter, you can connect with us via Facebook. This Could Get Awkward is our page.
Email us. This Could Get Awkward Podcast at gmail.com. Or just check us out on our website, thiscouldgetawkward.com. And all of that is there for you.
And please, please tell your friends and come back next week for episode 11 of This Could Get Awkward.
Yeah, I have a feeling we might have a special guest.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, have a really lovely Sunday, everyone, or whatever day it is that you're listening to this on.
All right, bye.
I love you.